I think sometimes it's hard for you to understand the impact you've had on people's lives in a whole array of areas, of endeavors across this province, in community after community across this province. You have done something that's exceptional. These words, spoken by then-Premier Gordon Campbell at the 2007 BC Community Achievement Awards, perfectly capture Sandra Hayden's legacy in Chemainus. That year, Sandra was one of the honored recipients, recognized for her exceptional contributions to her community. In Chemainus, there is no question of her impact. It is woven into the very fabric of the town she loved and served for nearly 70 years. Hayden, who died December 8 at the age of 96, was a tireless volunteer, community leader, and creative force. From her early days in Chemainus to her final years, she dedicated herself to the betterment of her community, touching countless lives along the way. Shortly after arriving in Chemainus in 1955 with her husband, Dr. Gordon Hayden, she joined the Chemainus Hospital Auxiliary, now the Chemainus Healthcare Auxiliary, leading to decades of volunteer service. She led fundraising initiatives to purchase hospital equipment and support seniors programs. In the early 1970s, she organized the first ice carnivals at the Fuller Lake Arena, coordinating more than 300 skaters per event. Over her career, she produced and directed more than 25 musical productions, and she transformed the annual Hospital Day show into a showcase of talent with performers ranging in age from 4 to 84. Her leadership extended to the Chemainus Seniors Drop-In Center, where she served as president for 3 terms and spearheaded a major expansion and renovation project. Her ability to bring people together and inspire collaboration left a lasting mark on every organization she touched. Hayden's service did not go unnoticed, as evidenced by the long list of honors she received in her lifetime. In 1981, she became the first recipient of the Chemainus Rotary's Citizen of the Year Award, recognizing her leadership and contributions to the town. 2 decades later, in 2002, she received the prestigious Queen's Golden Jubilee Medal, a national honor for exceptional service. The following year, she was presented with the Paul Harris Award by 6 local Rotary clubs, a testament to her community-building efforts. In 2006, the Chemainus Chamber of Commerce named her Volunteer of the Year at the 2nd Annual Golden Brush Awards. Her work earned provincial recognition in 2007, when she was honored with the BC Community Achievement Award. Hayden's ongoing commitment to healthcare was celebrated with a Long Service Award from Island Health in 2012, marking 55 years of volunteer service, and a Special Service Award from the Chemainus Hospital Auxiliary in 2014. Additionally, she was awarded life memberships in both the Chemainus Healthcare Auxiliary and the BC Association of Healthcare Auxiliaries, honoring her decades of leadership and unwavering dedication to improving the lives of others. Despite her long list of accolades, Hayden remained humble, viewing awards as a tribute to all the volunteers who worked alongside her. She always saw herself as part of a team and accepted awards on behalf of everyone who worked hard to make things happen. Hayden's commitment to service was shared by her husband, who served as a family physician in Chemainus for 44 years. When Gordon died in 2010, Hayden wrote an obituary for him that appeared in the BC Medical Journal and included the following. In 1950, he was accepted into the first class of the University of British Columbia's New School of Medicine. He was especially proud to be president of his medical school graduating class, and was responsible for the class motto, Hi Primi Vium Monstravrunt, or, These First Showed the Way. When Hayden quoted the motto in her tribute to Gordon, she may not have realized how perfectly it reflected their shared journey. Together, they showed the way, building a life dedicated to community service and inspiring others to follow. Hayden's legacy of service lives on through her family. Liz Bennett continues to foster community care as the administrator of Steeples Assisted Living Facility, while her granddaughter, Georgia Bennett, continues the family's love of the arts, performing on the Chemainus Theater stage. Hayden's impact on Chemainus is undeniable. Her work shaped the very heart of the community, ensuring that Chemainus would thrive as the little town that did. As her daughter Liz said, I'm very proud of my mom. She's a hard act to follow.